if you want.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and for the first time, legendary singer and songwriter and Grammy Hall of Famer Aaron Neville, yes, that Aaron Neville, tells his personal story of overcoming poverty, racism, addiction, and loss through faith, family, and music. His memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story, and Aaron joins us here on the National Defense. Aaron, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey. A nice, pretty day today, sunny.
Man, great to talk to you. You know, you got that beautiful falsetto. Anytime I think of Aaron Neville, I think of two things. I think of New Orleans. I think of your one of my favorite songs you did with Linda Ronstadt, I Don't Know Much.
Mine too.
Is it really? How was that recording with her?
Oh, it was great. We did a lot of stuff together. We did four songs on her album, Cry Like a Rainstorm, and she did stuff on some of my album, like Close Your Eyes, and we did Christmas stuff together and Song of Bernadette. She's my singing partner.
That's not a bad singing partner.
No doubt.
Hey, what is it, Aaron, at 82, what was it that you finally made you say, I need to tell my story?
Well, when the Neville Brothers did their book, it was all four of us trying to put stuff in there, and I didn't get everything I wanted to say in it. So, I don't want to wait till I'm gone and somebody else be trying to write it that wasn't that. See, I was there every step of the way, you know?
Yeah, and
I know all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so surprising, some of the stuff about, especially your childhood, and you grew up in a housing project, and you actually got hooked on heroin at 16 years old, right?
Well, I started at 16. I didn't get hooked till later, but that's when I first started.
And how did you get started on that?
Well, I've been hearing about it in the Calio Project guys doing it, and I was inquisitive. So, my brother Charles and his girlfriend Barb, I know they were doing this. So I told them, I was playing music, making money. So I said, I want a story, and I did it. First day, they talked me out of it, and I watched them go through their whatever, nodding and stuff, and I said, I'm going to come back tomorrow with some more money. I want to do it. So the next day, I did it, and, it was like,
And you say it kind of got into your brain.
Yeah, it's like it was something that I wanted to do because of my inquisitive nature and I've been hearing stories about, I know people was going to Angola and penitentiary for it too, but it didn't deter me,
Yeah. We're talking to Aaron Neville here in the National Defense's memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story. And of course, kind of based on your first number one hit, Tell It Like It Is, released in 1966. Aaron, talk about the fact that, okay, so your heritage is Black and Native American. And so you had that going against you in 1966, but also trying to break into the recording business. That had to be a tough time.
Well, it was. I thought Tell Like It Is was the key to success, but, I think God knew that I wasn't ready for it. So, he figured if I'd have got too much money, I might have been had joined the 27 Club, with Jimi Hendrix and a bunch of them at 27 left Earth,
Well, but once your career got started, then you just you had that sound. You just had that distinctive sound, and that so many people appreciate. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. I'm sure you've performed at some bases and for some of these folks, right?
Oh yeah, and give props to all the men and women out there that's protecting our country.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. And you were part of the soundtrack of Vietnam and so many other things, and all of that stuff going on. And you guys, you and your brothers, just kept on singing. What is your most memorable performance, either by yourself or with your brothers?
Maybe at the Apollo Theater, Christmas of 1966. And I said, made it, Mom, at the Apollo. Yeah.
And you talk about in your book, too, that you you really found healing and your salvation in music, and that after your first wife passed away, that you started using some of her pain pills, I guess, some of her
opioids. Opioids.
And what was that moment like? And I've read about this when your now wife discovered you're trying to take some keys out of your pocket, and you had like 15 Vicodin fall out of your pocket. What was that like?
That was the moment of truth, because Sarah had said she had dated a guy that was had been an addict, and she knew what it was all about. She saw this. She said, "No, I not this again."
Right, absolutely.
So, I mean, I gave him all. I had about 200 pills. I gave them all to her. She disposed of them, and that was it. That was 2009.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, right place at the right time. Aaron, tell me about your farm, man. You live in New York on a farm now, right? Upstate New York?
Well, it's a farm. I mean, we didn't close down a lot of it. But it's a wonderful place. I call it my cathedral, you know. I sit out there with my dog Apache, and I mean, it's just so peaceful. It's like come out in the morning and you know, in spring, the birds singing, and you might see a deer, you might see rabbits, you might see fox, whatever, you know, even a bear.
sounds like a song.
Enchanted Forest, yeah.
Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Best of luck with your memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story. Aaron Neville here in the National Defense, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you, man.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I'll tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little.